Good morning once again, Albuquerque. Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We are rocking out this morning and having a great time. We want you to know that Go Local Boom is sponsored by Rocketbox SEO. Rocketbox SEO will launch your business at least onto the first page of Google so that you can get more exposure from people who are looking for what you do. So if your business needs a website or some search engine optimization, give us a call at 505-453-9595. Now, what you need to know about the fact that Go Local Boom is powered by Rocketbox SEO is that Go Local Boom is also an online advertising directory for local businesses, which is free. All of these resources are free to local businesses. Come and check us out. Give them a call at 505-453-9595 if you or somebody you know has a business that needs promotion, that needs advertising, and maybe they don't have a budget for it. Or hey, maybe you do have a budget for it. You just want some more resources. We've got on air, online, and a big push with social media at Go Local Boom. So check us out, 505-453-9595. Now, to get down to business, my co-host Vince is out today, but one of our favorite friends in the community, Luis Hernandez with ABQ West Chamber of Commerce, is here as my co-host. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Sean. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for driving all the way downtown. I know that you've got a dental appointment coming up, so you made us your priority this morning. Thank you very much.
Hey, anything for you guys. You know, Vince, as well as you and I, we go way back
further than we'll talk about.
Absolutely. So ABQS Chamber has been a huge supporter of Go Local Boom for about 5-6 years now.
Since we were just a good idea.
Absolutely.
Before we were actually an organization.
Exactly.
And ABQS, like I was telling our first guest this morning a while ago, ABQS is really the most active chamber in the community when it comes to networking and business connections. We love you guys and we really appreciate the support you've given us and the ways that you support the local businesses that are members of your organization through social media, through the Chamber for Good online profiles, just all of the stuff you guys do. I really feel that a lot of business happens with ABQS Chamber, certainly for Go Local Boom. So we appreciate you.
There you go. I can appreciate that. Thank you for that nice plug there.
Boom.
Let's talk about this guy over here.
Let's get into our first guest of the morning. Berkeley T. Merchant is the general manager at the Monk's Corner Tap Room, which is founded by Abbey Brewing Company, LLC. They're located in Abiquiu, and he'll tell us a little bit about how they got started. But, man, they've been in business for over 13 years now, huh?
Yes, indeed.
Berkeley, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Okay, so give us a little info on the Abbey Brewing Company and the Monk's Corner Tap Room.
Absolutely. Well, Abbey Brewing Company was actually started as a collaboration between the two Benedictine monasteries here in New Mexico, and they started it as a way of raising money for the monasteries. But we've just opened in October our first tap room in downtown in the Imperial Building at 3rd and Silver. We'd love to have people come in and enjoy some of the best New Mexico beers and ciders and wines that we make available, as well as our collaboration with Maya's restaurant right next door for food.
Yeah, if anybody is going to be good at brewing things, it's definitely a group of monks. So tell me, how many monks are on your team?
Well, the monastery currently has about 50 monks in residence, and it's growing. Whenever we brew at the monastery, I'm fortunate to have help from a couple of monks who help brew regularly, and we have a monk working at the tap room full time.
That's beautiful.
So we're honored.
And then you, of course, as the general manager, you're a brewer as well.
Absolutely, yes.
How much time do you spend in the brew room?
Not enough.
Not enough time. Yeah. Right? You're washing windows and praying for the souls of everyone else who comes by.
Say amen, brother.
Amen, brother. Okay, so let's talk about this new location here in Albuquerque on 3rd and Silver. What a great place to have a brewery, first of all. I was informed at the end of last year that we would have something like 17 new breweries coming in 2017.
Oh, dude, it's insane out there right now. But here's a good thing, right? Breweries like this one right here, you know, are coming in place to serve a purpose, right?
Right.
So let's talk a little bit about their location out there, and then let's talk about what their service offerings are.
Yeah, so the Monk's Tap Room is more than just a tap room. The Abbey Brewing Company is also a bed and breakfast. Or can you fill me in on some of the details of what else is going on outside of the tap room?
Well, the tap room, of course, is one venue. And one of the reasons for starting the tap room grows out of the long tradition going back essentially to the 6th century of Benedictine monasteries offering hospitality. And as part of that, they offered sustenance, food, and drink to people. But the monastery itself, the monastery of Christ,
no matter who you are, if you were traveling,
who you are, what your faith tradition is, no matter, it doesn't really matter. But the monastery itself, of Monastery of Christ in the Desert up in Abiquiu, is, loves to have visitors. It's a beautiful drive up there. And they have a guest house and love to have visitors.
That's pretty groovy. So you guys offer hospitality to them, and the Monk's Corner Tap Room was created as a means of revenue to sustain those resources.
Absolutely. And what's more interesting is our vision for the tap room was to extend this notion of hospitality into the local community. So we started it with the idea of creating a bright, warm, comfortable, inviting place as opposed to, let's say, a testosterone cave.
Mm-hmm.
and it's very interesting. Almost 48% of our visitors are women who
love to come because it's
just a wonderful place to be. And being located off Central right now in Albuquerque is a real gift.
Yeah, we were talking about the difficulty that that people are having around that area for businesses, since Central is under construction right now, and how businesses that are just a little off that beaten path are experiencing an increase in traffic and exposure as a result. So, you know, we can focus on the negatives or the difficult things about, you know, the construction project, or we can focus on the positives. This is one of them. You're getting some foot traffic, and we want to try to send more people over there. So let's give them a reason to do that. You've got some great specials coming up this month.
Sure. We've got a couple of things coming up. First of all, we're going to be offering 20% off gift cards, and we'll be doing that from the 7th to the 14th of this month for Valentine's Day.
Beautiful.
We are also in the process of trying to reach out to community organizations and also especially to nonprofits, because we'd like to help host events in which we will give 20% of the beverage revenues to that organization for the period that they're in visiting us.
Luis, do the members of ABQS drink a lot?
You know what? I when he said that, you know, the first thought in my mind is, gosh, I mean, I got to reach out to all my beer drinking buddies.
Yep.
And we've got to produce an event out there to raise money for, we've got several great local charitable organizations. And, you know, hey, why not bring all my beer drinking buddies? And it's a great way for them to have fun, for us to raise a little bit of money, and also to support you as a local business owner.
Yeah, see the new tap room.
Yeah.
Right. Finally, another exciting thing is that on the 21st of this month, we will be tapping Monk's Triple Reserve. This is a classic Belgian Abbey beer, but it's a reserve because it's made with Neo-Mexicanus hops that are indigenous to northern New Mexico and grown at the monastery.
So a classic brew with a modern spin that's also geographically special because there's local ingredients.
Absolutely, and very rare ingredients.
Very rare, yeah. Hear that?
So what makes them so rare?
Well, there are not commercial supplies available of Neo-Mexicanus hops on any large scale. And so the monastery that's growing the hops makes them available to business, as well as, in some cases, to other brewers or home brewers.
So quite possibly the only brewery locally that's using them.
We are the only brewery locally.
Beautiful. And if you're listening and you do homebrew, you might be able to get your hands on some of those Neo-Mexicana hops, too.
Hey, heck with that. Sean, I know you and I do not consume, right? But this sounds like something that I just, you know, might have to get a taste of, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, not to set anything off or anything like that, but, you know, here we got something that is unique to New Mexico here, right?
Well, there are so many brewery aficionados in our community now. It's a huge thing. We wouldn't have so many, you know, new breweries opening up if it wasn't a popular hobby for people to do.
Right.
So when they hear about this, I'm sure they're going to want to go give it a try.
So what you're saying is that we should just take a step back, let these guys try it out, and then give us the official word?
Yeah, if we had Vincent here, he would definitely know. Vince always has great conversations and questions that are...
Let's see, we got 1, 2, 3. Are you also a non-drinker?
Brewery related.
Yeah, okay. So we got four folks in the studio, right, who are non-drinkers, and we apologize for that. So we will have to put somebody on the case. To me, it sounds like a wonderful product, and just when you put the name Reserve on something, right? I mean, It's special.
We should make a Go Local Boom Reserve.
You should do it.
Yeah.
I think I know a guy who might be able to help you facilitate that.
Yeah. It seems like he might be able to do that. So we got a couple of minutes left. What else is new? What's going on over at the tap room?
Well, one of the more exciting things is, of course, our partnership with Maya's, which is a restaurant right next door. You can actually go back and forth between the two. There's
I like this because most breweries are using food trucks right now. They don't have their own kitchen, so they'll have food trucks park outside. But because you guys are inside a building, you're partnered with the restaurant that's next door.
Absolutely.
So will they bring food over to your establishment?
They will bring food to our establishment, and you can also sit in their establishment and order beer.
And you'll bring the beer over.
And we'll bring the beer over.
That's
so it's a wonderful,
groovy.
You know, wonderful entrepreneurial collaboration.
We love local partnerships. Please give them our information. Let's get them in here on the show so that they can talk about what they do as well.
Absolutely.
That's pretty groovy. Okay, so you're partnered with your neighbor. You guys are helping one another to be sustainable. What else?
There's all kinds of great things, right? So I got to tell you, we were visiting before we started this segment here. I had an opportunity to learn a lot about Berkeley, and he told me some very interesting things. I'm not going to share them with you here on the radio show. Here's my challenge to you guys, right?
Go down to the tap room.
Go down to the tap room. Yeah. Hook up with Berkeley. He's got an amazing story about his background. Very interesting. And he can tell you how he played a role in every device that you're using right now today.
All right, Berkeley Merchant from Monk's Tap Room, we thank you so much for spending time with us this morning. You guys, go check them out. They're located at 3rd and Silver. They're on Facebook, Monk's Corner Tap Room, and you can find them online. They've got a pretty awesome website. Folks, you are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We really appreciate you being with us this morning. We'd also appreciate it if you told your friends about us, because they might be able to get a free radio interview and an online business profile for their business at golocalboom.com. In any case, Luis Hernandez, ABQS Chamber of Commerce, my co-host this morning. We're having a good time.
Sean, we're having a blast out here, and I giggle just a little bit because, you do that so well, you know.
Thank you, my friend.
How long have you guys been doing the radio show now?
You know, our first guest, Berkeley from Monk's Tap Room this morning, was asking me, so how long have you guys been doing this? And I said, I think about 9 months.
We're
approaching a year. And he said, and how long have you been in broadcasting? And I said, no, about 9 months.
We've been doing
this for almost a year now. So, and it's funny too, Vince will tell the story about how when we started, he used to have a radio show on another network, and so I came up with the idea to take Go Local Boom from, you know, what it was and make it a radio platform. Because I've got relationships here at the station. They loved the idea. They invited us in to give it a try. And Vince was the main host the first week.
Right.
And he said, man, my mom was telling me that my personality is kind of mellow. He's like, I feel like I'm overthinking it. He's like, and I said, yeah, well, you know, why don't you let me give it a try? And it's funny to listen to him tell this story. And he's like, nah, man, I think I got it. And then Sean tells me, oh no, I'm going to host the show next week and we'll see how it goes. So I kind of bulldogged him out of the way and have just been here ever since. But we make such a great team. When Vince stands in for me,
absolutely,
when I can't be here. And as a co-host, he asks the best questions ever, because I'll go off on crazy tangents about the history of the show, for example. And we're not talking about, you know, the guest that's here and the reason that we're here. But so in any case, Vince always brings me back down to earth, and we make a great team in a lot of aspects.
Okay. So I'm going to try to be like Vince here. Let me bring you back down to earth.
Let's do that, because
we aren't here today, and we've got this beautiful young lady here with us today, and she's got a lot of amazing things that she's doing in the community. So without any further ado, Sean, take it away.
Well, why don't you tell me some of the amazing things she's doing in the community?
Without any further ado, Sean, take it away. I have to be like Vince, right? And just bring it right back to you.
In any case, we actually, sometimes we have the good fortune of bringing our friends in, and Luis is my co-host today. We've known each other for a long time. He does a great job in the community for local businesses. Shauna Jordan, we're now friends as well and business associates, because we at Go Local Boom and Rocketbox SEO love what you guys do so much. So Shauna Jordan, Director of Charity charitable giving at housewithhope.org is an amazing organization we'll talk a little bit about. And then as a fundraising idea or project, Shauna created Get Mom Down as a fundraiser to support Houses with Hope and has now kind of separated that into another brand. And so Houses with Hope and Get Mom Down are kind of two separate organizations, two separate websites and so on. So Shauna, tell everybody what you do. What is going on at Houses with Hope and Get Mom Down?
Well, there's a lot going on right now. So we have partnered with Rocketbox SEO to help us have a new platform and build our, you know, our website, which is really exciting. Love what you guys do. And, we are bringing a fundraiser to Albuquerque called Get Mom Down. And the reason it's called that is because I live on a roof of a building in a tent until money is raised to actually get me down. And it's done the week before Mother's Day.
Oh, wow.
Everybody that I have spoken to about this is in love with the concept because, right, you know, the Muscular Dystrophy Association does the bail money. I forget what their fundraiser is called, but yeah, they'll lock you up. And you're basically locked in a cage until you raise enough money that they meet their goal. And so this idea is similar, but so much cooler because you are actually camping out on the roof of a building in a tent in the elements leading into Mother's Day. And what's the longest, how many times have you done this?
Well, I've done it for 2 years now. So this will be the third year. And the longest I was up there was 14 days and it held on me. It rained. My tent blew away. All kinds of crazy stuff happened. So it's definitely interesting to say the least.
So I think that my contribution to this fundraiser is—I'm telling everybody on air right now—I'm going to bring some MREs so that so that she's got some meals ready to eat.
There you go.
while she's in survival mode on the roof.
That's
on the
right.
Roof. Okay, so you live on a roof for as long as it takes, right? So if you start up there, you know, 15 days before Mother's Day, you don't meet your goal by Mother's Day, you're staying up there.
Yeah, and the last 2 years, I have had to have Mother's Day on the roof in a tent. Thankfully, my boys did get to come up and see me. but yeah, it's...
That's a commitment.
It's a commitment. It is.
So what's your goal?
The goal is $120,000. $120,000.
Where does the money go?
The money goes to homelessness for women and children here locally as well as in Kenya. So this year we are going to be supporting the Barrett House,
nice,
the homeless shelter for women and children in Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my boys and I have volunteered for them and we thought what a great organization to help. We feel it's very important to help other nonprofits. If we can all come together, we are so much more than if we just say, oh, there's not enough. We only want to get resources for ourselves. Actually, if we help one another, there's so much more to
give. Amen, sister.
Yes, sir.
That's what I'll say.
Yeah. Amen, sister. Amen, brother. And you know, Albuquerque would struggle and would not be as phenomenal a community as we are without our nonprofits and our entrepreneurs. And because of them, and a lot of our nonprofits are founded by our entrepreneurs, right? Or supported on the board. And that's why Go Local Boom loves what we do so much and kind of does what we do, because we know that entrepreneurs and business owners are the ones that are directly connected to the community, to the construction, to the schools. They are the ones that care about where their taxes go and vote for the bills and so on. So it's important, you know, for us to support you all because you all are supporting one another. So Albuquerque is as great as it is because of resources like this. And that being said, the nonprofits in this community, for the most part, want to work together and understand that, you know, this donor doesn't belong to me and there's enough to go around. And if we have this attitude of general support and community, mm-hmm, we're all going to do so much better, right?
Exactly.
And so I love what you guys are doing. That's exactly what you're saying, is that we're not going to keep it all for ourselves. We want to be sure that we include another nonprofit. And your plan is to include multiple other nonprofits as you grow.
Yeah, eventually we would like Get Mom Down to be a platform to raise money for other nonprofits. And we've always done that. It's mm-hmm. always been something that we thought was very important. The last 2 years it was for Four Corners Home for Children, and that helps kids on the reservation, homelessness on our reservation. So going halfway across the world to Africa, we build homes for widows and orphans for only $400 a home, we realized we have a third world country in our own backyard. And so that's when we started implementing homelessness on the reservations here in America.
That's a phenomenal model, one that I can definitely get behind. So I love that we've come in contact. We got to thank Shelley at KSB Productions for making the connection. She's helping you with some marketing and social media for this event. So you've got a lot of good support, and you're really getting busy out there. So thank you very much. Tell our listeners what they can do to be involved and support you as well.
Well, for now, you can go to getmomdown.org, which we are relaunching with Rocketbox SEO, and you can actually donate now. It doesn't have to be during the event. The other things that you can do is you can check out houseswithhope.org as well and get behind us there. We do need some volunteer opportunities for Get Mom Down logistically.
So yeah, let's tell us about the event. During the event, you could use some help, and sometimes maybe people don't have a dollar to give, but they have an hour to give. So what kind of support do you need for the event in terms of volunteers?
Absolutely. So right now we are looking for, we need security for the event.
Mm-hmm.
And we need people to come and, you know, some people are going to be able to come up on the roof and do social media and post with me there, just really to get the word out.
Yeah, we're going to have a Go Local Boom Day on the roof. What do you think about an ABQ West Day?
Yeah, let's do it. We've got a lot of resources, through our platform that serve supporting nonprofit organizations and fundraisers. So mm-hmm. we'll employ those. We'll do our part to certainly help you. I think that between Sean, Vince, and I, we might be able to overtake the TV networks here just with our own local social media efforts.
We've got some strong energy going, but yeah. That brings up a really good point, because right. you've got support from one of the local networks as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it means so much. And it's like you said, Sean, this community in Albuquerque is amazing at coming together and helping one another. And I just appreciate both of you so much.
Oh, sure. Everything. We're happy to do what we do. We love supporting local organizations, especially nonprofits. That's kind of my background and perspective. So we talked about volunteerism. We talked about people connecting with you online for donations. We talked about the Houses with Hope and Get Mom Down websites are going to be relaunched. What else do you guys have going on? Tell me, why are you passionate about doing what you do? How did you get involved?
Well, the second time I went to Africa, I was 19 years old, and we worked at an orphanage. And every time that I drove up to this orphanage, there was this little girl named Elizabeth, and she would grab my hand, and we would walk around the orphanage together, and we hung out, and we became friends. And one night, I decided to stay the night at the orphanage in the slums of Nairobi, Kenya, and she grabbed my hand that night, and she pulled me up into her little tiny bunk bed, and she just grabbed my arm and wrapped it around her. And all night long, if I moved this way or that way, she made sure that I was just hugging her and holding her and loving her. And so for one night, this little girl had love. And there's so many of them there and here in America that need help. And that's why I'm passionate about it.
Wow, that's a good story.
Wow.
That is a strong connection.
Right.
You know, I worked at Paws and Stripes for quite some time, and I loved the model and I loved the mission, but I joined because the organization needed help. I didn't have right. veteran influence in my family. My dogs didn't come from a rescue. That is a polarizing story, one which I'm sure motivates you to do a lot of the good work that you do.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing that with us. It's pretty cool. So, wow, man, I kind of got caught up in the
Hey, how about that, right? So we run around telling everybody, you figure out what your why is.
Yeah.
And the how will follow, right? And I mean, that's just, you kind of have me, sipping on my coffee here so that, I'm not, shedding a tear
yeah.
here. But that's an amazing story. And that's, that's a very powerful why. Folks, I got to tell you this, when this event takes place, you certainly got to get out and support, whether it's with your dollars or by coming out and visiting, doing social media, blasting, whatever it is, when you hear a story like that and somebody's got a deep rooted passion, and a strong why.
Yeah, that's definitely one that would get me involved,
yeah,
hearing
absolutely.
That story. So I hope that the people that are listening today can get involved and show you the support that you deserve. And we're going to make sure that you've got banners and social media promotion and local media exposure and all of the resources that you need to get the word out for those who aren't listening to the show or might not, you know, be active on social media. So, okay, tell us one more time, contact information for Houses with Hope and Get Mom Down.
For Houses with Hope, it's houseswithhope.org. And then Get Mom Down is getmomdown.org.
And the date of the event?
That's going to be May 7th through 14th, the week before Mother's Day. And hopefully I will be down by Mother's Day.
Yeah, hopefully we can keep it to 1 week this time.
Yes, it would be nice.
All right, folks. Well, we really appreciate all that you're doing in our community. We're going to do everything we can to help you. Folks, if you're listening, we could use your help as well. Once again, we thank Shauna Jordan, Charitable Giving Director and the host of Get Mom Down, for coming in and spending time with us this morning. And you are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Coming right up, we got a local pet shop that we have been wanting to introduce you guys to for some time. You're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. I've got a feeling that this is going to be a good interview.
It sounds like you got a feeling. I heard that tune, and I'm like, gosh, I remember that. That's such a high-energy tune. I love it.
It really, really is. And we're going to have a high-energy interview, so we're good to go. Luis Hernandez, ABQ West Chamber, is my co-host today. As you guys know, if you don't know, you should know. So we'll make sure
we
spend a little bit of time.
We might do that.
In the wrap-up, talking about ABQ West.
We can do that.
How phenomenal they are for Albuquerque businesses. One of those businesses is Boofy's Best for Pets. You guys are involved in the ABQ West Chamber, yeah?
We are not yet.
Well, Apollo Chiropractic and the others, there's quite
everybody,
a few.
Everybody in your strip there. We'll come visit with you.
We're feeling the peer pressure.
Yeah. We're going to have
no peer pressure at all whatsoever.
It shouldn't be peer pressure. It should be peer envy.
Because
the ABQ West Chamber has some good stuff going on.
Where all the cool kids are. Right?
Yeah, and you guys have some events coming up that we'll want to talk about that ABQ West is sure to help you out with, because the other businesses that are involved are members.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get into that. Boofy's Best for Pets, Lisa and Jeff, tell us what it is that you guys do and where they can find you if they're interested.
Boofy's Best for Pets is a natural pet food store. We also offer supplies for dogs, cats, rabbits, chickens, and birds. No,
what about
small
fish?
Animals. No fish stuff yet.
Oh, no.
I know.
There's got to be...
We have fishing cans.
There's got to be a term.
did you catch that one?
There's got to be a term. Oh, so the fish are food at your establishment.
Exactly.
It's all beginning to make sense now. Okay, wonderful. So tell us, you guys are a dynamic duo. The two of you are in here this morning. What are your roles at the organization?
We would be owner one and owner two.
Who's owner one?
We trade off depending on
the day,
morning or night shift.
Thing one and thing two.
Exactly.
Thank you for coming to Go Local Boom and supporting us. We love local businesses. So this is it. We create a platform for you to come and talk about what you do, essentially a 15-minute commercial on your business. So what do people need to know about Boofy's Best for Pets that's located at Golf Course and Paseo?
Well, we are located at Golf Course in Paseo on the west side in Petroglyph Plaza. We opened our store in June of 2010, so we've been around, it'll be 7 years this summer.
Congratulations. That's something to brag about.
Yep, that is a good run.
You made it. Most businesses don't make it past or even 2-5 years, right?
Exactly.
So you're doing a good job. It's sustainable. It's been both of you since the beginning, correct?
From the very beginning, the first 3 years, it was just the two of us, 7 days a week. And
now we're down to just 6.5 days a week, which is pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
He made it funny.
You're not an entrepreneur if you don't work more hours than the average person and be willing to make less money in the beginning doing it. But you're growing because it's not just you anymore, right? What made you guys come up with the idea to do a natural pet food store in Albuquerque?
We're doing a lot of work with a cat shelter in the Northwest, which is where we were from prior to moving to Albuquerque. And we did a lot of work in adopting out cats and helping save lives. But we still saw a bunch of cats continuing to get sick, not really improve health-wise from issues they may have had when we had encountered them at the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And we found one of the keys to what was going on was really
nutrition.
Nutrition.
Yeah,
nutrition.
That makes a lot of sense.
And we experienced some health issues ourselves that were
nutrition,
you know,
related.
With other animals that were resolved with nutritional improvements. And we kind of took that as a clue that really what we needed to do to save even more lives was to specialize in nutrition for cats and dogs.
Oh, man. Our second guest on the show is Shauna Jordan, and we were talking about her why, right?
That
she has such a strong why, get us really excited, makes me want to support their organization. And now listening to you talk about why you guys started your business, I'm having the same experience. I really admire and respect that very much. And so how long after you had that inclination did it take you guys to get a business open?
We worked for a year at a locally owned chain in the Seattle area, learning the business and with the idea of eventually that we would open our own store. And once we had totally tired of the doom and gloom of the Seattle area, we came.
It's pretty gloomy, isn't it?
Yes, there.
Yeah,
there are two seasons: August and the rest of the year, which is the rainy season. So,
and listen, if I never saw the sun again, I don't think I would be disappointed. But I've never lived in an area like that. They say that no matter how gloomy you like it, it begins to wear on you over time. So, you guys made it. How long did you say? About a year.
A lot of years.
A lot of years, huh?
I've been up
Seattle
there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was.
Oh,
there.
Wow.
Yeah.
So welcome to New Mexico. I bet you love it here.
Thank you. The sun shines here, which is awesome.
I think I'm going to have to go spend 6 months in Seattle just to see.
Just to see what it's like.
Because on stormy days, on overcast days here, I thrive. I'm awake. Like,
right.
I wake up after the sun goes down, you know? But again, they say that you live like that for, you know, many, many months at a time, and your energy level decreases. Your body needs the sun.
See, I'm the exact opposite of you. I've got to have that sun shining bright, you know, to feel alive, right? And so, yeah, welcome. I mean, I maybe a little late in the game. You guys have been here for a little while, right? But going back to what Sean said, you know, that why, I can almost guarantee you that's why they are so successful in their business is because they've got a strong passion, a strong why. I mean, the reason behind why you do what you do, right?
It gets us out of bed, literally.
Yeah.
We opened the store with the idea of helping the dogs and cats and other pets of Albuquerque be happier and healthier.
Yeah, I went through some struggles when my boys were puppies. And, you know, of course, we thought maybe it was Giardia. So it turns out that it was nutrition related, that most of the food you buy on the shelf. And then I've been involved with Paws and Stripes for quite some time, and I learned a lot from the trainers and the specialists mm-hmm. there about how to treat my dogs in terms of their nutrition and so on. And so lots of healthy food, lots of healthy treats, lots of fish oils, and my dogs are doing really well now. They're beautiful. They're healthy. It's
a
good deal.
So you
were passionate about why you should start your business. Now that you've been in business for quite some time, do you enjoy being in business for yourself?
The bosses are terrible.
She's saying that as she's taking a selfie.
The bosses are terrible. I mean, obviously you enjoy it because you're still doing it, right?
Well, absolutely. You know, it's a really fulfilling thing to do, to, you know, to have a passion about something in life and to be able to make a business and a career out of it too.
You gotta love America.
Mm-hmm.
What else should we cover? Okay.
Oh no, there's going back to what I mean. I know that you are still full of a lot of information, and you're talking about the health of pets, and I just saw that fire in your eye when you were talking about it, and that's absolutely. What we love to hear. So you were telling us, about that passion that gets you up in the morning, that just has you going nonstop. Let's go back to that because, that's very important for an event that you have coming up, right?
We do. On Saturday, February 18th at Petroglyph Plaza, we will be co-hosting the debut of the Love Yourself Health Fair.
The first annual.
The first annual. The beginning of many, hopefully.
Love it.
We're producing this in conjunction with our Plaza neighbors, Apollo Chiropractic, Planet Beach, and Subway.
Planet Beach. They're the other chain.
Planet Beach.
Yeah. Planet Beach, yes, indeed. We realize that, you know, a lot of the businesses in our shopping center are health related, you know, whether it's for humans or pets, you know, inside or outside. And so we thought this would be a great idea to bring people to the shopping center, get to know the businesses, what we have to offer them and their family in terms of staying healthy and well.
It's a great concept, and I can see how your passion for pet nutrition rolls over into your passion for your own health and the health of people around you. And what great businesses to partner with. We just had Apollo Chiropractic Health and Wellness in here last week, I think, or in the last yes. couple of weeks, and we love what they do. We want to get involved with what they're doing. And it's a really good concept, too, to create an event that benefits a lot of people and to bring them to your location, because that Petroglyph Shopping Center has a lot of businesses in it, but if you don't live near there, it's easy to just drive right by and, you know, on your way to go where you're going.
In most cases, you don't even drive right by. Most folks are going down Coors.
Well, you got to think, it's Paseo and Golf Course.
Right.
If you're coming on, Paseo, right, from Unser or wherever, you're just blowing right past it on the way to work, right? And then on Golf Course, it's a pretty busy intersection in the morning. So I can see how you probably do business with a lot of the other businesses in the shopping center because it's its own little ecosystem there, right?
Well, also the shopping center, is home to a Smith's grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
So
Ace Hardware is there too, right?
And it is a good place for people to stop and shop and do a lot of their, picking up their necessities. And dog and cat foods are necessities.
Sure.
You know, dogs and cats have to eat every single day.
Yep. They've got groceries, hardware, physical health, chiropractic. They've got the Water to Go store there too, right?
They moved.
Yeah. But like I said, it's a self-contained little ecosystem there. So it's great that you guys are trying to bring more people there to get involved. Maybe next year, all the other businesses on the block are going to want to be involved as well.
Well, they are, right? The Little Gym will be here next week, right? They're also a member of the ABQS Chamber. But in that shopping center there, I mean, you've got a lot of great resources, right?
A lot of
but,
good local
I think this
there.
Event is going to be one where it's an opportunity to really showcase, you know, who you guys are. Because I got to tell you, I'm going to, you know, show my ignorance. I visit that shopping center all the time, and never once have I stepped into your store to really learn about it. Because
it's not just you. A lot of people go get their groceries. You know, we all get tunnel vision. We run our errands. We get our food at the grocery store. We pick up our coffee at, you know, Starbucks or whatever. But we don't always turn our head to the different directions to see what else is there.
We're so habitual in our routines. I think that's what it is. And, you know, most people don't know that PetSmart's not the best place to buy your pet food. You know, they don't realize that those products there cost more and maybe aren't the best. And I thought that was the place I should go. And the people there directed me to certain brands that were the healthiest. They do the best that they possibly can. But you've got local stores like Pet Food Gone Wild and Boofy's Best with Pets who completely focused on what is the best possible product we can put on the shelf for you to experience.
Businesses like ours, we open them up because we care.
Mm-hmm.
We care about the health of your animals. We want them to thrive.
It's not so much about how much can we profit or how many products can we get on the shelf. It's, you know,
it's like what's best for the pets,
mm-hmm.
literally. And, you know, we want the pets to be healthy. We want their owners to be healthy,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is one of the reasons why we're doing this joint health fair. But, you know, it's all important.
Yeah, we love it. Well, to forget.
I think it does. It speaks volumes, right? Just in relation to what you just said, you know, three-time winner of best of the city, right?
Yep.
You don't get an award like that if you're not doing something right. So hats off to you guys, you know, for your vision, your passion for what you guys do.
You know, Albuquerque the Magazine loves to honor people that it works with. You guys are pretty involved with their pause button and the other sections of the magazine as well, from what I understand, right? You guys,
we've contributed to that, yes.
Yeah, so thank you so much for supporting our community. Boofy's Best with Pets on Paseo and Golf Course. What's your phone number?
890-0757.
And you can find him online. You guys got a good website, too?
We do. Boofiesbest.com. And you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Go Local Boomers. We appreciate your support. Go check out Boofy's Health Fair coming up. And we'll make sure that we promote on social media about it. Coming up, we've got the ABQS Chamber of Commerce here to talk about some important activity in the community. You're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We'll be right back. One more time for the wrap-up. You are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We typically do a wrap-up where we talk about all of the businesses and everything that they've got going on. But this week, I've got my co-host on, and I want to be sure that I give him a platform to talk about ABQ West and what their perspectives are on what's going on in the community. So we would like to thank Houses with Hope and Get Mom Down, Shauna Jordan, for coming in and doing what she does. If you guys are looking for a local charity to support, Get Mom Down is a great event.
Sounds like a very fun event, too, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna spend a day up there with her on the roof, a Go Local Boom Day on the roof with Get Mom Down. We had the Monk's Tap Room. Berkeley Merchant was an awesome guest to have on.
he, gosh, a wealth of information, right? I never knew it was so cool to be a monk.
General, I know a few monks, actually, yeah. So I'm really excited about that place. Like you said, we don't drink, but
right.
It's going to be a good place to take people to, especially if they're guests visiting from out of town or something like that. Nice little brand there. The Monk's Tap Room on 3rd and Silver, check them out. We want to thank Boofy's Best for Pets. They're a local pet store, natural pet food store.
Natural.
And the owners got involved in starting their own business because they care so much about health and pet nutrition, and they were involved with a rescue and so on, and so they got a good chance to talk about it. We will post all of these interviews. You can find them at 1050talk.com. We're going to show you some platforms or some profiles on our Go Local Boom platform of each of these businesses, and we still got Lisa and Jeff in the booth. Luis wanted them to hang out. So
let me tell you why, because during the break we were talking about the Dallas Cowboys, my Cowboys Cup, how the star has
faded. You just got to do it, didn't you?
And we were talking about my Dallas Cowboys tie, and Jeff just, shared a very funny story about his ex-wife being a Dallas Cowboy, working for the Cowboys organization. I'm sorry, what was...
She was an inside linebacker.
Inside?
It was so much more funny the first
right?
time.
It was. But, okay, so we got, a couple of minutes, we got some things, right? 4 minutes, I'm gonna give it to you where it's at. So, ABQ West, I want you to go to abqs.org, go to the events calendar, check it out. We got tons of events, but the one that I want to tell you guys about today is called Westside Day, right? It's the 10th annual Westside Day at our state legislature, right?
What's Westside Day, Luis?
Westside Day. So here's what we do. It's been going on for 10 years. We take up students from all the Westside area schools, elementary, middle school, and high school. And we
love it already.
And they get to spend a day up at the legislature in Santa Fe. We do a nice little rally in the rotunda, and then the kiddos get to go sit on either the House or the Senate floor. They get to take a tour of our Capitol, and then we feed them lunch, and they get a nice little civics class.
Oh, what a great idea!
It's amazing.
I keep telling everybody how cool the ABQS Chamber of Commerce is. Not only because you're such an active chamber, so much business and connections happen as a result of the activity that you guys invest your time and energy in, both online and boots on the ground in all of our local businesses. But this is such a cool concept. I never heard anything about this before now, and I apologize for my ignorance. Who came up with this idea? Why do you guys do what you do?
You know, this is a collaboration, a partnership. West Central Community Development Group, Southwest Alliance of Neighbors, and several community leaders have worked to put this together. It got started about 10 years ago. Mo Maestas, Representative Mo Maestas, a great West Side advocate, certainly has had his hand in producing this here. But at the end of the day, their whole purpose, their mission, their why is to really get the kiddos educated on the civic process, right? And to get them interested in that, in following in their footsteps to become those great community leaders that they are, right?
Mm-hmm.
And really the idea is to take them up there and give them an experience and give them hope. Let them know that no matter what, that there is something that they can aspire to.
They have a vote.
Exactly.
Their voice counts.
Absolutely.
They can be involved, because I was never involved in any of this stuff when I was growing up. I had no concept of it until I got older. And now, okay, I'm supposed to vote. I don't even know what that means. You know?
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, it's a great opportunity for the kiddos. And then at night, we kind of turn the table a little bit there, and it's a networking opportunity for all of our Westside area businesses, an opportunity for you to sit next to our representatives, our senators, our reps that represent the Westside area there. And, you're able to visit with them, tell them about your business, and, share and ask questions, right? You get them one-on-one right here, just like we're sitting here, right? Either with a nice tall glass of iced tea and some treats, or maybe a glass of wine or a cold beer. But it's an experience. So the point that I wanted to share today is that last year we took up a little over 500 kids. This year, we're going to be taking up over 1,000 kids.
Wow.
And so doubling those numbers means doubling our costs. And so
you need some help with bonds?
We need a little bit of help, not only with volunteers, but we're looking for some monetary contributions to help us pay for the transportation to get them up there, to pay for
the lunches,
as well as the breakfast, because we do breakfast for them as well. So if you give me a call, 505-688-4122. I will share as much information as you need. Being that this is produced through the West Central Community Development Group, it is nonprofit, 100% tax deductible. So a great way for you to give.
Kick the year off with a good start.
Right, in your own community, because this affects the kids that are growing up in your neighborhood.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
So help us. Help
Luis
you.
Luis Hernandez, ABQ West Chamber of Commerce. We've got the West Side Day at the legislature coming up. Give them your phone number one more time.
It is 505-688-4122. West Side Day, Thursday, February 16th, 2017, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. At our beautiful capital in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Go Local Boom loves Albuquerque's kids, and we love Albuquerque's businesses. If you need some support, please reach out to us at 453-9595. You are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We'll see you next week.